The concept involves the live beaming of first-class musical entertainment into properly equipped movie theaters, where patrons can experience the performance as it unfolds in the full glory of high-definition picture and sound. Met marketing director Julie Borchett-Young worked previously for Sony Music, where she coordinated such a simulcast for pop artist David Bowie. It was her idea that such simulcasts could bring the splendor of the Metropolitan Opera to a wider audience, in a way which might equal or even exceed the experience of being in the opera house itself.
It's actually better than a front row seat at the Met, because you'll see the size and scope and breadth of the production. We'll have up to possibly even more than 10 cameras capturing the performance. So those who are sitting in the movie theater will see different angles and different aspects than those sitting at the Metropolitan Opera.
The idea was enthusiastically embraced by Met General Manager Peter Gelb as one of several bold initiatives designed to serve the Met's loyal audience while reaching out for new and younger fans.
This is a way, I think, to really both stimulate the huge public that we already have listening to the Met on Saturday afternoons on the radio, as well as invite a new public into local movie theaters where they can experience this live spectacle of opera on giant screens with surround sound, and really provide a kind of sense of artistic community locally that it's only possible now thanks to high-definition technology.
The Met Simulcast series opens on Saturday afternoon, December 30th, with Mozart's The Magic Flute. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Gregory Berg.